There's something funny that I've been thinking about lately, and it has to do with confidence and my inner confidence and the confidence that I observe in other people. And there seems to be some kind of pattern, and I'm not an expert in the subject. I've read a lot of books, but the subject that I want to talk about today is much more about my personal observations. And also the Myers-Briggs and astrology and any other personality types that you can take. As some of you know, ever since I was a young girl, I used to take these quizzes in magazines, like, what are you of? Like, what are you more of? Are you this type? Are you this type? And sometimes it was, are you the fashionista? Are you the party girl? Are you the home cook? Like, what is your type? And I understood at a pretty young age that I am someone that wants to know herself. I want to know who I am. I think that this is not just me. I think this is a lot of us. And we go to school, and personally, I went to a school where we had to wear a uniform. And then I went to boarding school. So there was a lot of regimented indoctrination. Do this, make sure you follow this, do this at this particular time. We follow a strict schedule. We behave this way. We go to church at this time. We eat at this time. And so there was a lot of expectations on how to be, who to be, what was okay, what was not okay. Another thing that started to happen for me is that I started to recognize that with my family, these things were cool. With this school, these types of behaviors were cool. With this other school, different behaviors were cool, and they started to contradict themselves. And then I started to be extremely confused about who I was, and I started to realize that the world wasn't this utopia where everybody was going towards this one thing. It was a set of many, many different humans, basically sitting there and in the stands of a football field, and everybody's watching the same game of life, but we're all perceiving it from very different eyes, very different perspectives. Some people are way high up in the stands and they see the game from way down. It seems that life is really small. Some people are right there on the field, literally on the side of the field or on the bench, as you would, and they're watching the game as it's actually happening. And they're just like, yeah, well, you didn't see from this angle. They're missing a lot of the game, but from one angle, they're getting the best possible perspective. And then there's the players who are actually on the field playing the game who don't even take the time to look around because they're so busy living that they don't have time to contemplate life, right? So this is this thing that I've been thinking about archetypes, about perspectives, about understanding who we are through astrology, human design, Myers-Briggs, going to a therapist, meditation. We seek to know ourselves. We seek to know ourselves and we seek to define ourselves. Where we think, oh, this is my music type. I am this way. I am that way. And we get a certain type of confidence. We get a certain type of, like, a solid foundation, a solid structure from which we can fall back on when we are confused, when we don't know who we are. And this is kind of the armor that we walk around in. We walk around this armor, we're like, cool. Well, so far I've noticed that this group thinks this is cool. This group, mom and dad, thinks this is cool. My family, this is cool. So I think I can be safe in the world and successful in the world if I carry on with this armor that I have created. Until the day where this beautiful armor that we have created, we realize that it's really hard to keep up with. We realize that some of it might not be us. Some of it might not be really who we are because it's hard to carry. It's hard to keep moving forward with it. And it actually contradicts with things that we really resonate with. And this is why I talk a lot about astrology as not necessarily this divination that you should predict your future with, which is like, cool. That's another thing. Some people use it that way, and I actually like to plan like certain things around, new moon, full moon. Oh, okay, like this transition, this big transit. Okay, I'm gonna need a lot of alone time. So I do kind of plan that way, but in terms of my personality and oh, this is gonna happen in the future, I don't really love it that way. For me, astrology is more of a matter of understanding the different archetypes, the different polarities that sit within me, and then see which one I naturally gravitate towards. Because all of us have grown up in a certain environment. We became this way because mommy was this way. We became this way because daddy was this way. And in order to receive love from our parents, we wanted to be a certain way. And I think a lot of us also rebelled for the same reason. We rebelled against certain things that we saw in our parents. We're like, oh, I'll never be like that. I'll never be like that. And because of this strong emotionality of wanting to protect ourselves from certain behaviors, certain energies, we have created this persona. But I believe, I really truly believe that this is not doing us the biggest favor. The persona that the persona that we create isn't necessarily giving us the biggest, doing us the biggest favor. And I believe that sometimes we can, because we want to organize who we are, because we want to have this certainty in who we are very quick to say, okay, put this version of myself in a Tupperware. Okay, this is how I am when I'm with my family. Put this version of me in another Tupperware. This is who I am when I'm partying with people. Put this other version of myself. This is who I am when I'm by myself and nobody's around. And then we kind of compartmentalize our whole life, and it becomes this like thing. And it's not authentic. We're not flowing with life. We are remembering different personas to be safe in certain environments. Therefore, we are not bringing fresh, new, creative, authentic ideas to the table. We are further promoting the safety of being accepted in a certain circle. So whenever I speak to certain people and they say, I'm a chameleon, I fit in everywhere. I used to say the same thing. And I actually believe that this is part of a bigger picture. And I'm not a psychologist, and I highly recommend speaking to one. But I'm speaking from observation, I'm speaking from what I'm seeing. And I believe, because I've lived this within myself, that when we are trying to be accepted and please most people, and we bend and we chameleon ourselves to whatever group we're in, I believe that this desire to be harmonious stems from a fear of being rejected, a fear of being abandoned, a fear of being ostracized or not included. It's not even that people go out of their way to make you, to like put you out anymore. It's a subtle nuance that happens that you're just not invited to certain things. You're just not called back. You're not, nobody talks to you at the dinner party. And it's like, okay, I'm picking up on a lot of things here. And I can tell that if I speak this way, if I speak my mind, people tend to shut down. So maybe I don't speak my mind anymore. And this is why we have a lot of teenagers who are really struggling because they want to be accepted. They want to be, part of the tribe, part of the group. And then they come home and they're really sad because even if they're trying really, really hard, sometimes it's not enough. So why am I talking about this today? And by the way, this is not just teenagers. It's everybody, and it's a lot of adults, and if not most adults. I just think it starts. Maybe it starts in childhood, but I think that this is a theme that I saw for myself very, very much in high school, where I knew that I could have bent my personality more in order to fit in. But what I had, in my opinion, like my perspective, is that I could see those groups and I could see what they were doing. And I was like, I kind of like you, but just because you're the cool group, I like want to make sure that I'm different. So that was my own thing. That was my rebelliousness. And I identified as someone who was like against the grain and different. So is that really me? I don't know, but that's the persona I created. I wasn't necessarily the person who needed to be different, but I created this persona to protect myself. I think this came from my mom, who's very, very independent, very, very strong within herself. And she was like, don't try to ever be like anybody else, like be your own person, which is, you know, hats off to you, mama. But sometimes I believe that that may have, you know, sometimes I think that genuinely inside of me, I wanted, like, I genuinely had things in common with certain people. But in my opinion, because of that programming, I was very quick to say, no, no fucking way. Like, I'm not going to be like you. So sometimes, even if I did agree and I was like other people, genuinely inside, if I did share something, I so badly wanted to be different that I didn't let myself partake in a certain activity, in a certain sport. And yeah, so this is why I'm talking about this. If this is for you, if you have ever chameleoned yourself or held back from talking or held back from being your really, really true self, just think about this, because it's fine when it's once in a while. It's fine if it's at a dinner party and, you know, you don't want to disrupt the whole party, which is something that I'm maybe a little bit guilty of. Sometimes I speak my mind really loudly, and you know, again, this is not something that I'm necessarily proud of. I'm not saying this is something you should do, but I'm not afraid of disrupting, and I'm not afraid of being disharmonious for the sake of being myself. Am I overdoing it sometimes? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But the bottom line that I want to get across today is that I have seen that with myself, the more that I keep myself small in a box, basically hiding parts of myself to fit in, right? Like pretending that I'm happy when I'm not, pretending that I'm calm when I want to fucking dance. Like those things, when I want to be an effervescent fucking soda pop and I have to pretend to be water. The damage with that for myself that I have seen is that there's this moment of realization that I'm extremely stagnant if I have done this particular behavior of people-pleasing, essentially. If I've done it too much. Like, if I do it once, okay, fine. Like, if I'm just not trying to, like, you know, cause shit in this person's family or something. You know, that's something. That's once. But if you start to get into the habit of doing that over and over and over, you start to lose yourself. You start to lose yourself in a Halloween costume. You start to lose yourself in this magical, not real persona that you built to please others. Because, oh, don't ruffle feathers. Sash, don't say that. Don't say that. You know, don't bring this up. You know, it's not the right time. This is not the kind of party. This is not the kind of thing. And then the problem with this over time is that whenever you invite stagnation of your true self, you stop the energetic currents within you. The energetic currents that are actually flowing inside of you, keeping your body moving, your arms moving when you talk. There's a natural flow to who you are. And when you stop the natural flow and you get into action mode, into acting mode, right? Let me act a certain way to, you know, keep up appearances, to keep the harmony in the group. When you do that for too long, you create the stagnation inside. When you create stagnation inside, you invite depression. And again, I'm not a therapist. This is just like my personal life. I'm the first freaking observer of this. Like, this is happening to me. This happened to me. This is no longer happening to me. But in the past, what I wasn't able to understand what was happening. I was like, I'm doing all the right things. I'm showing up as Miss Perfect. I'm showing up as, you know, the cool girlfriend or the funny girl or the girl who, you know, is the light of the party or, you know, the girl who gets the good grades or whatever I thought I needed to be at whatever place. And what I forgot about was my true self, my really silly person, my joking self. And sometimes another thing that hurt me in the past was I was so quick to make people understand me, and I didn't want to seem complicated, that I didn't tell them that I would be very, very deep and think about the universe and think about, you know, philosophy and think about death every fucking day. And I wanted to come across as someone that was just easier to digest, as opposed to the complexity of who I really was. And I think that this is a sickness that we all kind of have to some degree. And with this episode, I just want to take a moment, take a pause to invite you to look at your life and look at the places where you're trying to harmonize, the places, the dinner parties, the text messages, where you're just trying to chameleon and blend and be water as opposed to the effervescent kombucha that you are. Look at those things and try to be really honest with yourself and notice how often you get into this people-pleasing behavior and ask yourself, do I really feel alive inside of myself? Are the energetic currents really flipping, flowing, right? Like, am I actually vibrant AF, or am I dead inside while I'm trying to pretend all of these things so that I'm easier to digest for others? Do I feel like my true self is a burden? Do I feel like if I'm really myself, people won't be able to handle me? They won't be able to hold me in my truth. I will crush them with my personality because it's so flipping big. I don't think this is just me. I don't think this is just me. And another thing that I want to say about that, and that'll be the last note, is that the coolest thing about having the courage to show up more authentically, having the courage to show up more authentically means having the courage to be disharmonious in a homogenous party, right? When everybody is all the same, everybody's agreeing, oh yeah, yeah, this fucked up, Corona sucks, like whatever they're saying. And then you get to be the person who's like, actually, like, I have this point of view. Do you have the courage to be rejected from the tribe? Do you stand firmly enough in your beliefs that you're willing to be disliked, that you're willing to be different than the tribe, right? So the goal is not to be a disruptor for the sake of being a disruptor. Like I said, like I was a bit like that. I was just a disruptor to be a disruptor in the beginning, you know? But that's not necessarily the point. That's like opposite of the point. The point is to be authentic. And if you agree with people, then say it. And if you disagree with people, then also say it. It's not a matter of being a disruptor. It's a matter of being authentic. The point that I was going to make, the last point that I want to make, is that what you will find, and what I have found, is that the more that I have done this, the more that I've had courage to plainly, calmly, lovingly, gracefully disrupt the harmony that was happening, disrupt the flow, and say, by the way, I actually think something different. I believe in something a little bit different. I actually don't agree. But that's interesting that you do, and that do you want to have a conversation about that? And what I found is that when you're able to when you get that courage to say the things that you want to say, the quality of the conversation is insanely better. The level of connection with the person that you're speaking with, or the people that you're speaking with, is just like 17 levels higher. Also, some other people might be like, yeah, I actually agree with you. I was just like, I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. Like, I just didn't want to disrupt anything. And you start this brand new conversation. You bring this brand new energy into the conversation. And instead of just being like this old soup that you keep warming up on the stove, you just like buy fresh ingredients and then you cook from a fresh meal. So, let me ask you, would you rather have a heated up soup that's like, you know, 10 days old, or would you rather have like a fresh ingredient, like a soup made with fresh ingredients? There's not even a question, right? So why do you keep serving people old soup? Why do you keep serving people stuff that they expect, stuff that actually agrees with them, right? It's like, no, bring the freshness from inside of you. If it's not fresh, You need to reevaluate your values. You need to sit with yourself. Instead of rushing to Netflix because you're tired after work, for fuck's sakes, take the 5 minutes that it takes to connect with yourself. Connect with yourself. Whatever that means. Have a moment in the mirror. Have a moment in the mirror when you take off your makeup. Have a moment in the mirror when, you know, you go pee and you wash your hands and you just like have a little bit of a moment, right? I get that some people are busy. I get that there's mothers who like literally run around all day long and they like don't plug into themselves. And I understand that. I'm friends with people who are amazing mothers. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like they're so busy, you know? And I just believe that you deserve to know who you are outside of the context of other people, outside of the context of your kids, outside of the context of your husband, outside of the context of your family, your mom and dad, outside of your team, outside of your workspace, outside of everything. Like if I were to take you and put you in a completely different city where you didn't know anybody and I gave you all the money in the world and you didn't have to work and like you didn't have to prove anything to anybody, like who would you be? Would you dye your hair? Would you shave your head? Right? And like, what if your true personality, like what if you went to a party and all they wanted to see was someone original and someone who's deeply authentic? What if the flair that they could smell and the thing that they wanted to have in order to be part of the tribe was your unique essence, your unique authenticity? What if the only filter they had was authenticity filter? I believe that I'm getting better at my own bullshit and I'm getting better at, huh, you're playing a fucking game, Sasha. Stop playing this game. Be fucking real. You know, I believe that the better I'm getting at that, the more people I attract like that, the more authentic people are with me, the more vulnerable and courageous people are with me, and the more connected I feel with people around me and myself. And it's like building a life and living a life based on truth and real community and real conversations and connection. And that confidence, that stability, there's nothing like it. Because no matter what's happening outside of the world, you're just like tree trunk, this baobab tree, like the biggest tree in the world. Like you're just so flipping solid in who you are. And yeah, you're open to change. You're open to changing. You're open to changing. But it's all about the energetic currents that are flowing and how authentically and how normally in how much integrity do you have in that flow, right? Like, are you truly flowing in the way that you're meant to flow? Are you just pretending to flow to fit into that particular group? So this is something that I'm always checking within myself. And I believe, and I'm like, this is probably biased, but I'm aware of this. But in my opinion, when you study astrology, it's not like, oh, this is who you are. This is going to happen in 2 weeks and blah, 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 blah. For me, it's more like, are you playing your cards right? Because according to your chart, you know, this is kind of, you know, the best foot forward. But I know that growing up, your mom and dad kind of held you back from that. Or maybe your teachers held you back from that. Or maybe your brother or your sister, people held you back from this like best foot forward. So you've been playing on the back foot, right? You've been playing like not full on. You haven't been playing full speed. You've been actually like keeping the cards that you were supposed to play. You've been keeping them in your hands and you've been playing kind of the shittier cards that you knew were gonna like not cause drama, not cause a scene. You've been playing those cards because you knew that everything would be like status quo if you keep playing those cards. But the truth is that in your pack that you're holding in your hands right now, there's cards that are gonna fuck shit up in the best way. There's cards in there that are gonna disrupt the boring harmony that you see around you. And maybe this is not, you know, when I say harmony, I mean status quo. And chances are most circles are not truly harmonious in the real sense, because they're harmonious because everybody's kind of fake. And it's like, no offense, I don't think that I'm speaking to one person in particular, but I think that I'm speaking just with a lot of things, with a lot of people, a lot of circles, a lot of bullshit People don't really get to like, hey, how are you really feeling? When's the last time you cried? Right? Like, we don't really talk about it. We're like, ah, how are the kids? How's the weather? You know, like, let's not talk about your daddy issues or your like, you know, we're not actually talking about what's really going on in our minds. We're talking about the bullshit, you know, surface level. You know, let's keep things safe. So what I want to really get through today, the things that I really want to say is that if you want to feel really happy and really connected to who you are and to your partner and to your friends and to your neighbors and community, you have to be kind of a badass, kind of a rebel, and be okay and have the courage to be a little bit more vulnerable. Because when you take a chance to be different, chances are you're going to connect with people on a much deeper level. They're not necessarily showing you that veneer. And then when you take off your own veneer, you allow people to see you for who you really are. And in my opinion, astrology helps with that. It's kind of like a super highway to that because it's like you don't know your cards until you look at your cards. I'm holding my hands right now in front of me, and it's almost like, you know, when you're holding, let's say you're holding 10 cards and this is your birth chart and you're holding all of them, but you've been playing only five of them your whole life. And maybe they're not even the most, you know, I don't know, like optimized archetypes for you to play at. Maybe you've been playing those things because that's just the way you grew up and that's the way you received love. You received love and you received shame. You received shame. You were shamed. You were embarrassed of these other traits, right? You're embarrassed of being too shiny, too different, too beautiful, too smart. Don't be too smart. You won't fit in. Don't be too cool. Like, you know, like maybe sometimes what we are keeping hidden is actually this like hidden pearl that we have inside. And I'm just here to say, whatever you believe in astrology, just familiarize yourself with archetypes because chances are that you may not even know that within your energetics and your blueprint and your DNA and the way that you came into this world, the imprint that you had, you know. Chances are that there's archetypes that if you even dipped your toe into that pool, you would feel this renewed sense of life because you would connect with your true self, your most authentic true self. So instead of, you know, swimming against a current, all of a sudden you're going with the flow. But instead of going with the flow of other people around you, which is making you go against your own inner flow, you're going with your own inner flow. And when you're going with your own inner flow, it is so powerful that even if you're going against the outer flow of other people, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't feel bad because you're so strong. The stream, the river, the ocean of who you are is going exactly in the right direction. So don't be afraid of going against the flow of other people because you're going with the flow of yourself. All right, guys, have a great day. I love you.